The angels do not enter into a house, to answer Drury's question. The angels do not enter into a house that has a dog or a surah, an image. So what we learn from that is that one of the etiquettes of a person in their house is that they shouldn't be hanging photographs. They shouldn't be hanging photographs. But I have all these photos of my grandparents and things like that. Keep it in a photo book. Close the book, inshallah ta'ala, that's no problem. But the idea of idolizing people in that sense, it's not from the culture of the Muslims and it's not what Islam encourages. So you shouldn't have photos hanging on your walls. Also, the keeping of a dog. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the angels do not enter into a house that has a dog. Also, just on the quick tangent of a dog, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith that's in Bukhari, that whoever keeps a dog except for a number of reasons, that they will have a qirat of good deeds removed from them every single day. A qirat. A qirat is like a mountain of good deeds. It's erased because of their keeping of a dog. Except for a dog of what? Except for a dog of a guardian dog. Not a guardian dog. A guard dog. That's the word I was looking for. A guard dog. I was close. A guard dog or a shepherding dog or a hunting dog or a service dog. So these four things. You either have a guard dog or a shepherding dog, or a hunting dog, or a service dog. Yes?
Did the Prophet say surah or
he said surah, surah. But by the way, just so you know, the Prophet said surah, which is an image. And yes, during their time, they didn't have photographs, right? So their surah is an idol. Their surah is a sculpture. That's what I meant. Suratun laha dhil, 3D. That being said, so there might be a difference of opinion on this, but I would err on the side of caution and not have photographs hanging in your house. Yes, but I just want to say about the dogs, because we obviously live in a culture, we live in a culture where dogs are man's best friend. And you're not divorced from your culture. It's impossible. You know, it's impossible to not be affected by the culture that you live in. And so with every generation that passes by, you're going to have more and more Muslims who are like, why can't I have a dog? I just want you to appreciate this. How many different types of pets are you allowed to have? Everything except dog. You can have a bear if you want. You can have every type of cat. You can have, but to me, it's no different than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Adam, this is all Jannah. You can eat from wherever you want, except for this tree. This is the only one you can't eat from. You can have every type of animal that you want. Whatever you want. You want to have lizards, The point is just this. And not only that, but you can have a guard dog if you want, but it has to be sincere, right? Don't get your little chihuahua, this is guarding me. It's not guarding you, bro. It's not guarding you, okay? So your poodle is not guarding anybody. But also, even if you have a guard dog, there be a reason for it. You don't just go, okay, I guess I'll grab a German Shepherd and I'll... And then a person might ask and say, but why? Why? Yeah? Why? Why can't I have a dog? Like, I don't understand. This doesn't make sense. And I don't have an answer for you. No, I'm being serious. I don't have an answer for you. Like, it's not like we hate dogs. Like, trust me, I get it. Dogs are super cute. They're super loyal. They're super friendly. They're adorable. You watch YouTube videos all day of dogs. You'll love them. We all love them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with whatever He wants. Allah tests. And so, just like He told Adam, don't eat from that tree, He said to us, this is the one pet you can't have. Unless you have these four conditions. And to be honest, I don't know, I have my own feelings. But that's where the text ends. As for my own feelings, I have my own feelings as to... I mean, my own feelings is if it's like... I live in an apartment building, and I'll see a person come into the elevator, and the dog is bigger than them. No, I'm serious. The dog is bigger than them. It's huge. And I'm wondering to myself, how could this dog be happy in this small space? Was this dog designed to be in such a small confinement? And then you leave for work 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day, and you hear this dog crying. Got dogs on antidepressants. That's real here. It's real. SubhanAllah, when you see, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala design for these creatures who need to run and need to be out and about and all that type of stuff? Did they design them? And so it's very important for us. Listen, we have to appreciate and recognize that we live in a world that is not of our making. The world that we live in, that Allah chose for us to live in, it has been a world where there are a world that's been colonized, a world that has not been framed by any sort of Islamic ideas. So you go to the city of Istanbul, for example, and you see the way that dogs are respected and treated and vaccinated and loved, but they're not inside people's homes. They're out on the street and people enjoy them and enjoy their company, but they're not in the homes. We live in the Western world, obviously, where there are different viewpoints with regards to how dogs are kept. And instead of just absorbing it, especially when it comes with a serious prohibition, or feeling some sort of crisis in my faith because I can't have a dog, No. I have to have confidence in my faith and say, you know what, let me see how this could be resolved. Maybe it's, I get a property with a dog, and maybe it's even better for the dog. Right? Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent as a mercy to the worlds, and part of that was he was a mercy to man's best friend as well.